Morning all. I've just intercepted my postman. I had a hunch, oddly, that he was going to bring me nice things. As it happens, he's brought me H, which has a 3-page embargo form, and also Dead Rising. Dead Rising 2, rather, on PS3, which I'm going to beat up in a second. He's also, however, the lovely Leo Tan over at Capcom, has sent me an Ambuzol Vaspilatin auto-injector, also known as Zombrex, which is the fake medication found in the game. It's quite fun because it's like, it's done up as if you would get one of those, you know, drugs from the pharmacy, that kind of thing. Except it's got, Zombrex is not a cure, it should only be used once every 24 hours as directed. Safely administer Zombrex within the hour leading up to your prescribed 24-hour interval. Due to the rise of infectious diseases, do not share Zombrex. Administer Zombrex before the use by date to ensure effectiveness. Sorry, it's really, really small print. And basically on the back it says, for the relief of light decomposition, unfamiliar cravings, increased shambling, herd instinct, terrible peeling, inconsistent pulse, rotting odours, rigor mortis, it's basically the cure for zombification, or rather the palliative for it anyway. It's quite fun actually, except the pen itself is sort of made up to look like a syringe with blue liquid inside it. And there's air in this blue liquid, so I'm immensely amused that if it was ever to be used as a, you know, if you ever did need to use sort of Zombrex, that if the zombification didn't kill me, then an air embolism probably would. But that said, I'm kind of looking forward to the game because I've been playing Case Zero on the 360, which is just annoying me because I've just realised I've got the Case Zero on the 360, but this is on the PS3, so I can't put any of my stuff across. Bollocks. But yeah, I liked the original Dead Rising. I have zombie phobia. I'm a zombiephobic. I really don't like zombies at all. They creep me out. But I will play the game. I love movies and whatnot. So, you know, World War Z and Dead Rising and whatnot. So, I liked the original Dead Rising. Especially the fact it was a photojournalist. Even if Frank West was so goddamn ugly. Somebody hit him with an ugly stick. But I didn't like the fact you had to do all this stuff to time, and the save system sucked. So I'm really quite looking forward to getting a proper look at Dead Rising 2, simply because, you know, hopefully they fixed all the stuff that didn't really work very well. But I must admit, I do love it when I get stuff from Capcom, because they always come with amusing press release type things, and at the back there's always a page from the lovely Leo Tan explaining about the embargoes. And he just does it such in a nice way. It's just like, you know, full of sarcasm, full of jokes, full of amusement, and really small print telling the stuff that you don't want to look at, which is just like, I can't read it anyway, I'm visually impaired. So yeah, it's quite interesting. So I'm going to have a go and hopefully do some kind of audio review later in the week. As for Halo Reach, I'm going to give it a go. I don't know if it'll be any good. I'm not really a first-person shooter person, but the website looks interesting. Anyway, I'm going to go off and play these now, so bye-bye, have fun!